Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. This is your host, Esperantha Ray. I hope you're having a wonderful week and a wonderful month, for that matter. I think we're past Mercury retrograde. So if Mercury retrograde is out of here, hopefully the energies will go back to normal. I don't know if you have experienced it, but I sure had some interesting communication problems that I won't go into. So let's just focus on some of the announcements that I like to make in order to for the listeners who are interested in these guests that we're going to be having real soon. You can find the information on researchcia.com. That's my website. And on the homepage, you have the latest news and events. And under that, you'll find some of the information that I'm going to be sharing with you tonight. The next interview is going to be done on August 5th, 2013, obviously at the same time as today, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time. And we're going to have as guests on August 5th, Dr. James and Desiree Hertog. So join our radio show, New Consciousness, New World, and we're going to be discussing how their work began. I've known quite a bit about both of them, Dr. James and Desiree Hertog. However, I've never really heard their story as to how they began, if the work, the spiritual work that they were doing began before they met or after they met, and how they both became involved. We'll also be discussing their new book, which is called The Overself Awakening, which I have, and it's an incredible, powerful book with numerous meditations and visualizations, which are extremely, extremely powerful. And basically, they outline the process of our ascension, and they go step by step on each meditation represents one step as we move forward in the ascension process and in the activation process as well. We're all going to be talking about goals and aspirations that they have with their spiritual work. On the 25th of August, we're going to be having the movie Cyrus documentary. We're going to be hosting it locally in the Falls Church area. So if you want information and attend to that, you can contact us by going again to the website and looking at the August 25th event. It's going to be from 2 to 5:30 approximately, give or take half an hour. And it's going to be on the Dr. Stephen Greer's Sirius documentary, which is a movie showing, and you need to RSVP if you're planning to come because space is limited for those of you who live in the Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. area. Your life will basically never be the same because he's going to be sharing some extraordinary information in the video. And, of course, the question is, do extraterrestrial life really exist? And they talk about a being that's 80 inches in height. I've covered this on one of my other shows. I've basically talked about the hearing that was held in D.C., which touched on this subject. And of course, the movie was the first time I've actually saw it, was at the hearing in the press club in Washington, D.C. Last but not least, on September 16th, at 9 o'clock to 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, Dr. Eric Pearl and Frederick Ponslov will be joining our radio show, New Consciousness, New World, and they'll be talking about how their work began also, their book, Solomon Speaks, which I have a copy of, and I'm looking forward to very much to finish reading it. And, of course, the message in the book. So if you're interested in any of these topics, please join us. Again, go to my website, researchcia.com, and you can actually have links to find out more about them, and so you can keep tabs on what events are coming up. All right? There's also a link to the radio show. And if not, you can go directly to BBS, New Consciousness, New World radio show on there. There are several numbers that you can call in at any given time, whether it be during the period of interviews or not. So go to Station 1, obviously Monday, and the current show that's on will appear, and you can actually see the information for calling in to the radio show and asking questions or simply sharing thoughts and ideas on the topics that we're discussing. Today, I'm also very excited because I'm going to be talking about my new workshop. And originally, this workshop, I thought it was going to be based on some of the work that I had done in the past. But when I started writing the outline for the workshop, things just started to changing. And when I wrote the conditioning for the meditation exercises that are part of Sanctuary, also that changed. So obviously Spirit was guiding as to what's important and what needs to be done. And what's very powerful about the Sanctuary workshop, which is what we call our basic and probably the most comprehensive and complete workshop, because it basically covers all aspects of your life. And it's very powerful because the techniques, this information is brand new. The way to do the healings, the meditations, the pain control, and all other things, the remote viewing, is completely new. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And afterwards, around 9:30 or so, I'll be starting one of the exercises. We had done the breath exercise from this workshop in a previous show. However, for those of you who may not know what that entails, I will be guiding you through it, and also briefly I will be discussing the breath exercise itself. All right? So let's get started, because this is probably one of my favorite of all the workshops that I have. This is probably one of my favorites, and like I said, it's a requirement for some of the other more advanced workshops that we have. So again, this workshop or class, it's called Sanctuary. And the purpose of this exercise is precisely to create a mental state that becomes your sanctuary, a place of safety, a place of protection, a place of healing, a place of renewal. This is what a sanctuary is about. So that's what basically all the exercises lead to ultimately, creating a place, a sanctum, a holy place within that nobody can ever touch or take away from you, where nothing negative can intrude upon. So I'm very excited because I think you will benefit greatly from the exercise that we're going to be doing tonight. And it's basically an exercise for healing. And just the breath alone, the breath exercise alone, is extremely powerful. Since I was given this information and this knowledge, I've been using it off and on to see the changes when I use it and when I don't. And there's just a much greater balance, consistency, understanding, patience, compassion with everything around me. And I'm more able to control the emotions and the state of being. Last year was probably one of my most darkest moments in my life, maybe one out of three dark moments. And it was very difficult because there were a lot of personal challenges and things that I was trying to heal and clear up in my life. And so it was very challenging because I was basically doing everything on my own, and I was just being thrown things left and right. You know, when everything hits you at all levels, the emotional, the personal, the spiritual, the business level, and every aspect of your life. And gradually, all of this, the light just came in through little by little. And when I was taught this exercise, which is started precisely in the new phase of our human evolution and process of evolution, basically, I was given this information because from this part on, everything else is going to be new. The form of doing the work, you don't have to worry about whether you use Reiki, whether you use past life regression. At this level, you can do just everything, because you're functioning and you're actually at the multidimensional consciousness and functioning level. And I'm going to go a little bit more into that. However, I wanted to define or what most people understand normally for this definition of sanctuary. So let's talk about that for just a moment, if you don't mind. Okay, so a place of refuge or safety, immunity from arrest, a place where you can escape whatever is painful, hurtful, or let's see, the word I'm looking for is something that is dissatisfying, a place to overcome limitations. So there are a series of definitions. Obviously, some of them refer to temples and the like, but overall, the main definition for sanctuary is very simple. And it states a sacred place as a, for example, if you're talking about temples, the church, a temple or a mosque, the holiest part of a sacred place as the part of a Christian church around the altar. Okay, so that's the holiest part. We're going to be doing the holiest part within. And the holiest part within is the divine flame, the flame of energy. And maybe the word flame is not the most appropriate, because when God creates every being, when he gives life to all that is, each individual is given the breath of God, which generates a force of energy and a vibration that creates life and activates life. And if you're familiar with biology, you know that one cell starts to impact another cell until they all start beating around and bunching around, until they all start to move and they all become into a rhythm. Well, in a way, that happens to the energy force that God manifests when he creates a being. And that breath holds an intent, the intent of God, which is going to hold the image and the visualization for the being that is being created. So the holy is place within is what sanctuary is all about, finding that connection, the sanctuary within, and bringing it and increasing that in our lives, and also creating, having a visual image of what that is, so that you can actually go into that space, into that place anytime you desire, without limitations. It's not something that can be taken away from you. And it can be utilized, especially in the greatest and most difficult moments of your life. And if you can do it just even once, you'll notice the major change. So it's a sacred place. It's a place of refuge and asylum, a reserved area in which there can be animals, you know, a sanctuary for animals, especially with all the species that are disappearing. So that's the traditional definition of sanctuary. Let's now look at the definition of sanctuary based on spirit and in relation to the exercises that we're going to be talking about. So sanctuary is a state of consciousness that transcends space-time. Yet it goes further by allowing you to be and function at the multidimensional level of consciousness. This, basically, we provide a two-day workshop, and what is really powerful about it is that you basically immerse yourself for 16 hours, 8 hours for 2 days, in which you're, you know, basically doing each of the exercises, and it builds up on each exercise, builds upon the other. So it becomes very, very powerful, because your energy just keeps increasing. So the way the process works is there is a basic training of the breath, and then there is an explanation of each exercise, and then we actually do the hands-on exercise, half an hour of lecture and half an hour of practice. So you learn approximately 16 different techniques throughout the workshop. Very powerful. Okay. Now, this state is also known as quantum consciousness, and it takes spiritual healing and viewing further, helping you to break through the blockages and barriers by aligning with the power of the divine within you. And again, this is the holy part, the holies of holies within you. It is also referred to as quantum consciousness. And the way I've defined quantum consciousness, especially in the book Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, is very simple. It is the ability to connect to your superconscious. Superconscious is the understanding that you are a divine being made in the image of God. Your divine being functions at the multidimensional level. It is that aspect of your soul that is in direct connection and oneness with God. Through this level of awareness, you are able to transcend space-time and access any point of space-time that you desire. All you have to do is basically set that intent. In other words, you are able to transcend the level of illusion into the reality of light existence. Through a deep state of relaxation and meditation, you can, from your current space-time, you can transcend into the house of many mansions or dimensions. Through your intent, you access the fifth mansion or dimension where all your alternate realities are merging. So at the fifth dimension level, it's a state of consciousness where all other dimensions merge into oneness, and therefore the multidimensional functioning. Through your intent, you have the ability, you have the knowledge, you have the means and to understand and know things from different parts of your life, from the future, from the past, and even from alternate realities. From this point, you can address any concern as if you had accomplished it, because at this level, you have. You can connect to your future past self and determine how to deal with relationships, business, spirituality, finances, health, dreams, goals, and much more. So what do we do in this two-day workshop? Well, this two-day experiential seminar enables you to access, feel, and experience the divine within, the superconscious, and integrate with it. All right? As you function from this state, you activate more and more this level of energy. So in the beginning, you have to consciously bring yourself to this state. However, after a while, this becomes your state of being, gradually and gradually, depending on your consistency and your level to go within deeper and deeper. As you function from this state, you will be able to create instant changes in you. Your vibration connects with the energy and the sounds of the spheres. It modifies and realigns your frequency to that of your superconscious. So more and more you're becoming realigned, sort of like fine-tuning of your body to the perfect vibration of the moment when you were created. All right? So basically, it modifies and realigns your frequency so that you are in direct alignment with your superconscious. The realignment facilitates balance, healing, awareness, and a higher knowledge within. You will experience these frequencies. Through your superconscious, you are guided to allow these frequencies to flow naturally within all levels of your being, physical, mental, and spiritual. Okay? Within the sanctuary, there are different things you can you'll learn basically techniques in the workshop. You'll learn the techniques I will be teaching, like I said, too, today, so that you can apply them. But when you use these techniques, you're basically submerging yourself into the divine self. And ultimately, the more you practice the divine within, the divine that is the ultimate source of all life and creation. During the this meditation, you will provide, you can receive explanations, and you will be able to access knowledge that you normally don't have access to. Each technique, whether it be the breath or the pillar of light or the pyramid, has a specific purpose and function and can be applied in limitless ways. Basically, the only limitation for these techniques is your imagination and also your ability to allow. And just using the two or three techniques you'll be learning through the radio show, you can basically change your life. It's a powerful life-changing technique that will empower you and transform your very being and the world. In truth, when you use these techniques, your life will never be the same, for you are coming from a totally different awareness, and as you continue to do more and more so, the transformation becomes more and more complete and more permanent. Now, the way normally I teach this workshop is on the first day, the first 8 hours of the workshop, all the exercises are done at a meditative state with your eyes closed. And that's basically for helping you to concentrate and to focus on the conditioning as well as the doing the exercises. On the second day, however, you are shown how to go to a meditative state with your eyes open, and that is extremely powerful. That's actually where the multidimensional functioning takes place instantly. And you may have, when I first experienced this, I was able to experience everything around me. I was actually in a classroom with other people. I was able to have my eyes open. I was able to defocus my eyes. I was able to listen to the directions and explanations of the teacher in the classroom. I was also defocusing my eyes and having my vision focused on a notepad, the large notepads that you put on a little tray for people to write on so that the rest of the people listening can see what's going on. And it's a very large size pad. So I was looking at that, and there were wrinkles in the paper, and out of the wrinkles I could see different images. Like there was an image of a dolphin, there was an image of a Buddha. There were just different images that came into mind based on the type of wrinkles that the paper created in front of me. But the interesting part was when I began to experience everybody in the room almost having a connection to their mind and being aware of what they were feeling, experiencing, and doing at all at the same time. And from this is where I got the terminology, aside from spirit, of course, that this was multidimensional, because it's not limited to one specific thing. It's a multitude of capabilities of doing a whole bunch of things all at the same time. Now, most people say that it is better to do one thing at a time. What I have been finding, that was true before. However, since I've been doing these exercises, I can tell you honestly that I have been able to focus my complete attention on any given task, regardless of how many tasks I'm doing at the same time. So I can go from typing on a document to answering the phone, having a perfect lucid conversation, knowing exactly what the topic is about, to going back to my document, knowing exactly what my train of thought was, to, you know, taking a break for lunch and still having in the like you say, on the mental clipboard, everything else that I've been doing in a task. And not only that, but keep a complete understanding of the things that I'm supposed to do throughout that day, important calls to make, other things to review, things to research, etc., etc., etc. This is a very powerful type of meditation. I have not experienced anything like it before, and I feel privileged and honored to be sharing these techniques with you as we all progress on the path of new consciousness, new world, into a higher level of humanity. So basically, the concepts that we address in the workshop are concepts like, what is superconsciousness, which basically I addressed with you, quantum consciousness as well, fifth dimension, multidimensional functioning, what is the consciousness vehicle. And when you go into the sanctuary workshop, there is an image of a triangle that's upside down and another one that's up, right side up. Well, that is the consciousness vehicle. It's the vehicle of ascension that we have around us, and we develop the awareness of it at a certain point through our spiritual growth and our level of awareness. So this is an actual visual representation of what takes place at this level. We discuss what the physical self is, the over-self, the Christ over-self, and the Elohistic over-self. These definitions, if you needed to, you can probably also find them online, or if you're familiar with Dr. Hertog's book, The Over-Self Awakening, they're actually defined in his book as well. So those are several of the places that you can find. Now, the techniques that are covered in the workshop, obviously, is the basic breath, which we're going to be doing today here. There's a pain release technique, and there's the quantum tunneling technique. We're also going to be doing tonight the pillar of light, so that's another thing you're going to be learning, and protection and clearing, which utilizes the pillar of light, the multidimensional screen, visualization, imagination, and we also cover remote viewing and experiencing. So it's not just remote viewing, but it's also the experiencing of what multidimensional or remote experiencing is. Because reality, there's nothing remote. Everything happens within. Everything is here and now, in this moment, and all things happen in the now. So there's no really relocation or anything, because time and space do not exist at this level. So there, from there, the multi-remote viewing and experiencing the multidimensional functioning with eyes open, the connecting to nature. I think that's very important, because we're losing our capability to connect to nature. And because of all these problems, we are creating an environmental chaos and crisis in our planet as a result of our lack of connectedness, understanding, and respect for nature. We're also going to, one of the other techniques in the work that is discussed in the workshop is experiencing creation of the sanctuary, which is, it's a very beautiful process. Connection with animals, which is part of nature. Connection with the human dimension, also part of nature. The realignment, and bringing in the light is the last exercise, and this is the most powerful. But the last exercise, bringing in the light, actually has to be something that has to be done in person. Well, I will eventually be turning some of these techniques into audio for anyone, or audio-visual as well. At this point in time, they're not ready there, but I will be doing that shortly. So you can purchase these meditations on your own, and you can utilize the work. It's important that as many people as possible are able to utilize these methods and techniques that were shared with me. I feel the obligation to share them also with you. However, the bringing in the light is one of the only exercises that can only be done in a live seminar, because that's the part that I actually have to do with everybody in the room. So Let's see if there's anything else that I need to address. Once you are able to, you go through the workshop and you have the ability to function at the multidimensional level, you will receive a certificate of completion, basically. And Sanctuary, like I said, is the basic course required at the Research Center for Inner Awareness, RCIA, to move into the higher levels courses. For example, courses like Clearing, Ascension, and Rejuvenation are courses that require the basic Sanctuary course. So I hope if you need to review some of this information, if you're interested, you can go onto the website and researchcia.com, and under training, you can find the Sanctuary workshop if you need more information. At this point, we are having a course on the class, which would be the 17th and 18th of August from 9 to 6 p.m. It's going to be in the Tysons Corner area. However, this specific course is by invitation only. In a couple of months, we will be opening this up to the public. But for right now, I'm limiting it just to a few people that we can do trial and errors with to more fully get feedback on how these techniques can benefit everyone. So if you are all ready, it's almost 9:30. We have 1 minute left, and I'd like to start on the exercises for the breath. So let's take a moment now, and you will want to sit comfortably in a chair or a sofa if you're obviously at home. And what you would want to do now is put your hands on your lap, feet flat on the floor. If not, you can sit also in a half lotus position if you're in a sofa. However, the reason we actually do these exercises in a chair is because chair is where most people find themselves, whether at work or in a bus or in a train or in a car. And so we want you to be able to relate at any level possible to being able to do the exercise. So that's what we're going to, that's why we utilize sitting just in a chair with feet flat on the floor. All right. And if you want, please close your eyes because we're not at the level of the second day and you haven't been doing this long enough for you to attempt that. So I'm going to be reading the conditioning for the breathing exercise. Now, the breathing exercise is very simple. Basically, the breathing exercise consists of taking a very slow, deep breath in. And when you do that, you focus all your attention on your entire body from head to toe. Just go from the head to the toes, just your consciousness, you're visualizing in your mind your toes and your head, visualizing your mind your toes and your head and the body in between. And then you breathe in as you're doing that. So you focus and breathe at the same time. So that what you're doing is you're bringing the breath all the way to each part, every cell, every subatomic particle in your body, at the quantum level even, you're bringing the breath in. And then as you exhale, you release all the energy, all the negativity, all the stress, all the discomfort, all the imbalances from every cell, subatomic particle, and quantum particle within the body. And that's the reason why the breath is so powerful, because you're doing it all at once. And also you're maintaining that level of multidimensional capabilities of your entire body as you breathe. And with the first breath, as you exhale, you count one. And then you take another deep breath in slowly, visualizing the entire body, and out slowly, visualizing the entire body. And I will be reading to you so you don't have to remember it. But keep in mind that you're keeping your focus on your entire body and your breath. And I'll be counting all the way up to seven breaths. After the seven breaths, I will be doing the Pillar of Light. And the Pillar of Light exercise is extremely powerful because it connects you with the God consciousness. I will be using the sacred name, which is the Kadosh, Adonai Sevayoth, and so forth, which means holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. So I'll be using that, and I'll be guiding you through the exercise as well. And then if we have enough time, I will be doing the, we will have enough time for the sending the pillar of light into the earth and spreading that the consciousness of God and the love of God, all unconditional, unlimited love of God through the entire world, which heals. Remember, one positive thought can cancel out 100 negative ones. So it's very powerful when you use it on a regular basis. And if we have time, we'll also do the Pyramid of Light, which you can use to bring others into and heal them as well. All right. So let's go ahead and practice the breath. All right. Now visualize again. From head to toe, your entire body, focus and visualize in your mind, in your mind's eye, your head to toe, okay? Notice and connect with your physical body. Feel your entire body at once. Be fully aware of each part of your body, its vibration, and each cell within the body. Feel how your body vibrates in rhythm with the fiber of the universe. Feel body in waves of pulsation in unison. Continue to feel your physical body as you exhale slowly. And allow the breath to expand through you when you inhale and to be released from within you as you exhale. Count to one. Take a slow, deep breath. Feel the breath through your entire body at the cellular level. Exhale and hold the attention on your entire body, releasing all that is of balance within. Two. Take a slow, deep breath and feel your breath expanding through your entire being. Allow for the breath to connect to your entire being. Feel as the breath brings you into perfect alignment with the multidimensional consciousness of self. Exhale and continue to experience your body as you continue to release any imbalances. Count three. Take a slow, deep breath. Allow breath to expand at the quantum level of awareness of your body. You are transitioning beyond the cellular level into the light level. Your vibratory field of light is heightened. Exhale and let go of any imbalances at this level of awareness. Four. Take a slow, deep breath. Expanding through the higher self allow you to transcend all space-time and beyond. As you exhale, feel your being transformed into light. This is the divine spark of light that you are, the divine essence made in the image of God. Five. Take a slow, deep breath. Feel the light vibration expand within you. Be fully aware of who and what you are. Your vibratory field expands and is heightened. Exhale and feel the vibration heightened. Six. Take a slow, deep breath. Feel the light as it transforms into sound of vibratory music, much like the notes in a piano. Experience the sound with self and the spheres. And as you exhale, continue to hear the sound of the spheres as you continue to resonate with the music and the sounds of the Godhead, which is all around you. Seven. Relax, go deeper. Know you are a divine being made in the image of God, flowing in co-creation with the divine. you have greater compassion, understanding, light, and love. From within this state, you are whole and in perfect alignment with all that is. You are now connected with your multidimensional self and all that is. Allow it to unfold within. Take a moment to experience. Relax and go deeper. All right, now imagine a white pillar of light and hold that in mind. Imagine the pillar emanating from the ultimate source of all that is in the universe. Allow this pillar to surround you completely. Experience the vibrational frequency of this white light. Connect with it and allow it to bring you, your being, into balance at all levels of existence. Remember, white contains all the colors of the rainbow. Imagine all your light bodies merging with the mind and the physical bodies that you are. Imagine all your light bodies merging with your mind and your physical body. Sense all that you are in oneness and wholeness. Imagine the pillar of white light penetrate through the cellular, atomic, and quantum levels of your being. Imagine the pillar realigning all your experiences of self, all that you are. As you do so, you are in awareness that you are a multidimensional being. You are co-creator in the service of God to all creation. You are in perfect alignment and oneness with the Creator. In oneness, you function at the multidimensional level. As I say these words, visualize Lawesh Shekena Ein Sof Or. Lawesh Shekena Ein Sof Or. Lawesh Shekena Ein Sof Or. Continue to imagine the pillar of light and your being. Continue to experience the pillar throughout your entire being. Know and experience all that is and all unfolds within. In oneness, you are whole, perfect, and complete. To activate the pillar as a shield on self, a person, or a place, simply set the intent and imagine the area. Imagine the pillar of light expanding from you like a limitless being of white light. So if you can visualize yourself where you are on the planet, imagine you are now standing on the earth from the location you're at. And allow the pillar to penetrate through you, through your feet, into the earth. Go out the other side of the sphere that is Terra and come back around all the way to your feet, much like a donut, coming in and out, building the energy of the Holy Spirit, the Loesh Shekinah. Imagine the pillar of light as it expands from the Godhead into the person, or the, in this case, the earth, penetrating and surrounding the earth with its absolute, unconditional, limitless love. The color white contains all the other colors in the spectrum. All the colors are included within the white. The color of the energy force of God is white precisely because God encompasses all that is. The pillar is the most powerful source of protection available to any being of light. It connects the person to whom the pillar is applied. It protects and it heals. It contains the highest vibration available in the universes and is in the dimension of light. Anything that is not of the light will not be able to withstand this level of vibration. The pillar is called upon by the hierarchies of light in the work to do the work of the Father, and as a form of salutation, to discern that the people they are talking to are of the light and who they are pretending to be. Because it directly radiates from the Godhead, it is used by all beings of light as a vehicle of protection and light. It contains the divine essence of the light of the divine with creative power to manifest all that is good, pure, and light in the world of matter and beyond. Anything that is of benefit to a person or persons. The vibration of the pillar of light emanates from the infinite and limitless love of God. It is absolute, unconditional love. It is the purest form of the vibratory spectrum that exists. Nothing not of the light can withstand its vibration and purity. It will destroy anything that tramples on the purity and the beauty of God's creation. Anything in opposition to the divine, to all the divine that it exists within all of us, or anything that violates free will. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sof Or. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sof Or. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Sabaoth, Ein Sof Or. Which means holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. It's a vibration of the pillar of light. When verbalized, this sacred name has the vibrational frequency of a sound capable of destroying anything or anyone that it interferes with the divine frequencies of the Godhead and any part of its creation. It is used as a salutation by all beings of light who participate and assist in the divine plan of creation in the service of God. The vibrational sound of the sacred name of God is of such harmonic level that what does align with the frequency of light is burned in its rapture. Chanted during an exorcism or in moments of dire stress and need or of danger, or in confronting an entity, it renders it helpless, submissive, and compliant to do the will of the Godhead unless it be destroyed for all eternity. The pillar, as a protective shield, can be applied first to beings. This vehicle of light expands to limitless to the protect a home, city, a state, a region, nation, or the planet itself. Including, if you're able to visualize it, the universe or universes, the galaxy, universe and universes, plural. You have to allow it. And again, the only limitation is that of your mind and your allowing. You can utilize the pillar to protect your home by simply visualizing your home and centering the pillar at the center and allowing it to expand and create a sphere around your home. You can call on the pillar of light and imagine the pillar surrounding you. You set the intent for protection, cleansing, and healing. Anyone entering the sacred space, whether it be your home or coming to where you are, may pass only if their intent is good, pure of heart. You are a multidimensional being. You can feel, hear, and imagine as such. You are a divine being made in the image of God. You hold all that is within and bring into being without. You are a divine being. You have greater connection, love, and light. You are a divine being made in the image of God to reflect His love and light and share it with all that is. You are a divine being made in the image of God. You understand your divine purpose and thinking and speak, act accordingly. You are a divine being made in the image of God. You are one with the Creator. You are a divine being made in the image of God, acting with kindness, honesty, honor, truth, and all that is pure and good. You are a divine being made in the image of God, flowing in co-creation with the divine. You have greater compassion, understanding, light, and love. Dear God, that my thoughts, words, and actions be a reflection of your light, love, and wisdom at all times. Now, we still have a few moments to go, so we do have enough time. We already done the earth, so now we're going to do the pyramid of light. And the beautiful thing about when you hold the light of the pillar, you can visualize each aspect of your being. Visualize how the pillar activates the DNA, purifying it and aligning it with a DNA that was originally created by God. Because through our own compromise, through our own disrespect, through our own lack of compassion or even anger and hatred, through our limitations, we have to some degree corrupted that DNA. And as a consequence, we are seeing different things in our society that are harmful to humanity, like the destruction or to some degree the harming of our planet and its resources, and therefore harming ourselves and our capability to survive in a pure state of consciousness and in healthy existence. So if you can imagine this pillar of light just going through every aspect of your body and see it realigning your every energy point and every energy line within your body to that of your original blueprint in the state of perfection and divine consciousness. Focus on that for a moment. Allow yourself to go from head to toe, visualizing the lines, meridians, and energy centers being realigned, reactivated to who you are, your divine purpose, your multidimensional self. Take a moment to experience that. All right. So now relax and go deeper and project from the area of the center of your forehead, right above the brows in the center of your forehead. Raise your eyes to that point up and away from your body. And now project through that third eye area a beam of light that comes through you from the pillar of light and project it and create surrounding you a pyramid of light. Put yourself in the center of the pyramid and allow the pillar of light to create and expand the size of the pyramid so that you can include in this place any image. For example, the earth, you can also put it into the pyramid, or any one person that you may be working on or you have problems with, and visualize and send these people love. You can add people that you're working on for health reasons. If you're a healer, you can send it out to people who are challenging you in your everyday life, business, personal, whether it's your husband, your wife, your children, that, you know, all our family challenges in one way or another so that we may grow. Allow these people to be included in the pillar of light. And you will find that as you send out light and love and bring the energy of the pillar of the God consciousness, unconditional, infinite love, that these people are not irritated as much with our presence, with our energy, because they are being aligned and healed. So as I stand in the center of the pyramid and I visualize or imagine all these people within the pyramid that I have already a bunch of people that I've worked on. So I just keep each person in here. And if someone has cancer, if someone has a tumor, if someone has surgery, someone is ill, if someone has an imbalance mentally, psychologically, I put them in this pillar, and automatically as I visualize the pillar of light working and healing me, it also works on everybody else, bringing them into alignment with their own blueprint, bringing them into perfect health, perfect balance, perfect state of being. Again, remember, one positive thought can cancel out 100 negatives. So imagine how much you can do and just, just setting the intent. And as you hold the intent, allow yourself to relax and to feel this powerful energy of healing. All right, we're almost to closing of time. So bring yourself to the here and now. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will come out at the multi-level consciousness level. 1, 2, coming back to the here and now. 3, coming out slowly, allowing yourself to be in the here and now. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, and perfect state of being, perfect health. You are now in the here and now. Want to wish you all a wonderful week. I hope you can utilize this meditation on a daily basis and let us know how this is impacting your life. It's a gift to you. Please share this with others and let us know the benefits that you're experiencing as a result of that. You can do that through the New Consciousness Radio page. Or you can go to my website and, you know, leave any messages or information on the blog, and so that other people can share their experience too of how this has helped them. Have a wonderful week. See you in 2 weeks.